This is not a show.
Is this a show or a zoo?
Well, this is the show. This is the show.
Really? This is super.
And that's what this show is really about.
Let's begin the show by starting it.
Show? Show? Is it show? Show? Show?
Show me what you got.
The River Network presents Dimitri live and dangerously local on River Talk 1290, 100.1, 1430, and 100.9. Time to get your morning up to speed with Dimitri live and dangerously local, a River Network production.
Incredible show for you today. We are so lucky. Two great guests. In the next hour, Butch Maxwell is going to be here. Dear friend, really good. Well, not a dear friend. But a friend of the show, well, not really a friend of the show, but he tolerates me. Anyway, Butch is going to be here. We'll be talking about Ken Neal. So if you know anybody at Totterdale or anyone in Martin's Ferry or anyone in the music business, please make sure that you tell them to listen. Butch Maxwell here in studio after the 8 o'clock news. But right now, in this first hour, another very special guest, Dr. Angelo Georges. Now, full disclosure, he's my doctor. He's my doctor, and he has seen me naked. I guess that would be fair to say. You have seen me naked.
I've let you keep your modesty.
Thank you. Okay. There wasn't much to be modest about, sadly. You know,
we're both in the same way. We're not embarrassed about our shortcomings now, are we?
I hate him already, and the show hasn't even started. You can actually see this show. God only knows why you'd want to, unless you're a masochist or a sadist, or perhaps both. But Facebook live stream, go there right now. You can see Dr. Georges. I am not on camera. You'll be seeing Dr. Georges, and then you'll be seeing Butch Maxwell, and I'll be off camera because that's really much better all the way around. But we're here today for a very special reason. Dr. Georges' office reached out to me and said, hey, I want to talk with you about this blue tie gala thing. And I said, what on earth is this all about? And he said, well, it's for a worthy cause and this, that, and the other. Can I talk with the listeners about it to let them know? And I said, well, yeah, sure, absolutely. And I was hoping that maybe I could get a twofer where maybe he could give me a checkup here as well while we're doing this. That'll save me a trip to his office and maybe a few bucks as well. I don't know. But let's get started with it. First, thank you for coming. I appreciate it very much. Tell me a little bit about you, Angelo Georges. I mean, everybody knows the name, but I wonder how many people know about you and Youngstown.
Oh, wow. Okay. And by the way, thanks for having me. It's been a long time since I've been back on the Hill here. And you and I did some downtown, and we always had fun. I grew up in a town south, Shadyside, Ohio.
Yes, Shady. Well, hold on. I thought the audience loves this. Go Tigers! The Tigers, is that right, Tigers?
Yeah, the Village of Shadyside, yes, the Tigers. Right. Class of 1976, so I'm dating myself. I went to Youngstown State for undergrad.
Great.
The quarterback then at the time was Cliff Stout, who did some time with the Steelers. Yeah, he did 1 year there. And Pat Narduzzi's father, who was now the coach at Pitt, was the football coach.
Wow.
And then I went to the Ohio State University.
Yes.
My Yeti.
But it's not scarlet and gray.
It's just gray.
Yeah.
They have red ones and black ones and white ones.
Okay.
You do
love Ohio State.
I do.
Love Ohio State.
And that's what got me involved with this, as we'll talk about a little bit later.
Yeah.
Then I went to did my residency at Western Pennsylvania Hospital in Bloomfield section of Pittsburgh.
West Penn, absolutely.
Yeah, West Penn.
Good. Burn unit, really good.
Yeah, one of the top in the country when I was. I mean, I learned a lot when I did rotations. Most of the
don't play with matches.
Yeah,
and
most internal medicine residents, they didn't want to do that rotation because it was tough. You know, but I liked. And it sounds weird. I liked infectious disease at the time, and
we're here in the studio.
Yeah,
oh,
I mean, but in those days, infectious disease were staph, strep, not the bad, the AIDS was still.
I was a little nervous here, Angela.
Yeah,
just a little nervous.
And that was, of course, in the Little Italy section, Bloomfield of Pittsburgh.
Sure.
And then I came back here. I almost stayed up there. I came back here, and they made me a nice offer in 88, and I've been practicing internal medicine ever since.
You say they, Wheeling Hospital?
West Penn made me an offer.
Oh. West Penn made you an offer for down here?
No, for me to stay there and practice.
Oh, okay.
But Sam Nazaro, who just passed away this year, the former administrator of Wheeling Hospital, made me an offer. I couldn't refuse to come back home.
That's great. That is great. So a little bit of background, marriage, kids, grandkids,
sure.
Pets, hobbies. I know you love Penn State.
Yeah.
Ohio State.
Yeah. So, married, three kids. They're not kids anymore. In July, they will be 32, 28, and 26. My youngest is at Case Western Law School.
Great.
Maya,
is that what it's called in Greek? Maya.
Yeah. Very good. Very good. You could also say bravo. It's universal.
Okay.
He's doing well. My middle is down in Charleston, South Carolina, teaching middle school history. I was actually a history major and philosophy minor. That was my...
Really?
Yeah.
What kind of philosophy?
I actually was very into existentialism and aesthetics.
What is that in English?
Okay, well, existentialism is, started by, I guess you go back to the... late 1800s with Kierkegaard and all that stuff, but we're not getting too technical, but Jean-Paul Sartre and several others. And basically, it's like find beauty in everything and do what makes you feel good as long as it's not at an expense of others. So if I'm, let's say I'm a physician, which I am, and
a good one too.
Thank you.
You came highly recommended, yeah, right, by the way, by one of the top lawyers.
I'm well aware. Also my patient.
Right.
Okay.
One of the top lawyers here in the valley. Let me tell the listeners very quickly. I'm actually going to brag on you.
Yeah.
I was looking for a local doctor, and I was like, all right, I need to find a good one. Who would know the best local doctors? And I thought, trial lawyers.
That's right. Because
they're suing everybody, Well, so I called this one. I'm not going to embarrass him. This one trial lawyer who I know, very good guy. Terrific guy.
Saw him yesterday, as a matter of fact.
And did he ask about me?
No, he was getting something done.
I don't care. Okay. So anyway, I reach out to this guy and I said, okay, who would you trust with your family? Which local physician, family doctor would you trust with your family? And immediately he said one name. Immediately he said one name.
Wow.
And I reached out to that guy. He said, no, I can't see you. So then I said, he said, Angelo Georges, absolutely. And I said, that's all I need to know. You're one of the top lawyers in the nation. You sue everybody, and you would recommend Angelo Georges for your family. And I said, that was all I needed.
Right.
I showed up.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Well, so it's kind of like, we're kind of like the Titans here. You're the best local DJ, news, whatever it is.
Let's try this again.
Okay.
You're the best nationally syndicated whatever talk host.
And I love the title, Live and Dangerously Local. I thought that was great.
It's what I am.
Yeah, so you're the best of, we're two Titans, Hopefully we don't have the clash of the Titans here.
What a crap this guy's dishing out. We haven't even gone to the first break yet. Yeah. Already shoveling with both hands.
All right, I'll get back. So anyways, existentialism, aesthetics.
Yes.
So for instance, being a physician, I used to bartend a lot. I love working my way through school. Oh. I love bartending, okay? I mean, I can't make a living. I didn't want to own a bar, but I enjoyed talking to people, and so I find beauty in that. But the thing is, as long as it's not at the expense of others, so like if I like murdering people, and I can't just go out and say, that's being existential, okay? Yeah. So it's more of like finding pleasure in little things. Sartre, of course, was an atheist. I'm not that far, but there's been other people. So I ended up switching. I asked my father, who was teaching school up at the Franciscan, Steubenville College then. He was at Shadyside High School out of Cleveland. It's a long story how we got here. My mom is from Weirton. But he goes, what are you doing between my sophomore and junior year? And I said, Pop, I said, you taught liberal arts college. My friends like hanging out. You seem like a cool dad. I want to do what you do. He goes, well, that's great, but they're not hiring liberal arts until one of us die or retire. I said, what do you think I can do? It's because I don't know. Take some business courses, pre-med courses, see how you do. So I did, and I ended up doing everything backwards, and I ended up with basically a combined science major, biology and chemistry, biology major, and then in history. I had enough courses, and then a minor with philosophy and chemistry. Oh, so I'm either the most well-rounded or the most effed up person you've ever met. So that's how I got here.
I could say both. So your philosophy today is what? Do you have a philosophy of life today?
Yes, a fatalist.
What does that mean?
A fatalist, in other words, you sit there, and you see these patients, and I started out taking care of my friends, their parents, their grandparents. Now I'm at the point of my friends, their kids, and their grandkids. And you look, and you wonder why some really good people get taken at a young age.
Yes.
Okay.
This just happened with a lawyer here in Wheeling. Did you know Robert McCoy?
Very well.
Oh, my God. This man was a saint.
Yeah.
And all the people on this earth. And then my Kathy Fortunato a number of years ago.
There you go.
I mean, another. These great are just, examples. These are wonderful,
and
wonderful
then
people.
I see these people come into my office or I have to admit to the hospital for whatever that just abuse their bodies.
Yes.
From cigarettes, alcohol, drugs. And they're still puffing along at 70 and stuff.
Yes.
And you can't wonder why. So fatalists, you know, when I, like you said, Kathy, when I lose a good friend, you know, I get really down and disgusted and kick about 15 people out of my office for a bit. You can't do that. You got to take what's coming. And you know this as well as others with your mom and everything else. I'm trying to figure out why I lost my dad. And when I considered a relatively young age of 75, he was vibrant, had everything. And I look around these, you know, you can't help but wonder. You see him on the street.
So what's a fatalist mean?
Fatalist means you got to take, you know, what's that old saying? Ours is not to wonder why, like Alfred Lord Tennyson's charge
of
life.
Ours but to do and die.
But to do and die, you know. And you, if that will beat you up, a guy like me who came back to his home area to practice. Now, you're going to say, do I get immune to it? Sometimes, but if I practice in a big city at a corporation, it probably wouldn't bother me. But here
you know these people. You know Robert McCoy. You know Kathy Fortunato.
Right.
You know George Kellis.
Yeah.
I mean, my God, what the hell's going on here?
Yeah, and there, you could take, and what a great guy. I was with him.
Oh, wonderful.
I was with him the night before he died. We're in ICU watching Monday Night Football. And his wife says, you sit with them. And she leaves the room. It's like the old Godfather thing, you know?
Yeah.
And so he wakes up, he looks around, sees me, and I'm watching, look at him, and he reaches out his hand. He goes, I'm going to miss you, buddy. And you know, then you try to go back to your best fatalist approaches, but you can't. You just can't, you know, at that particular aspect of it. And you just wonder. And then you see good friends that work so hard, and they retire, and they get ready to go, and then they get something like Alzheimer's. Or, you know, in here, they were healthy as heck, and you're wondering, like, what did they work for?
Is the key with fatalism accepting life on life's terms?
Yeah, that's a great way to put it. Hmm. You got a little bit of Greek philosopher in you, too. That's a great way. I'm going to remember that.
Hey, whatever works. Can I copyright that? Can I trademark it? Can I make some
accepting
money
life
this?
On life's terms. Yeah,
well, yeah. That is, I mean, ultimately,
not to wonder why. Yeah,
life is life. I don't know if you've noticed this or not, but life is relentless.
Yeah,
it comes at you more.
And the older you get, the faster it comes.
Well, yes. I mean, it's really interesting, especially when we had our first, child. The moment that she was born. Something happened. Life accelerated. The speed of life accelerated.
And they all tell you, enjoy it now because with your kids because it goes fast.
Like that.
And they're, you know, and I kept hearing that and I kept trying to be aware of it, but can't help it, man.
Exactly.
It moves.
Exactly. How lucky were we to have known Robert McCoy and Kathy Fortunato and George Kellis? How lucky. How lucky were we?
Yeah.
My goodness. Hey, a lot more with our guest.
Great.
He is, hold on a second. He is... Dr. Angelo Georges, we're going to be talking about the Blue Tie Gala, Brave Man. By the way, with this flyer, it has everything except what it is.
I'll talk. That's because it's not my event. I sent you the link, okay?
Well, yeah, but the one thing is like, okay, what is it?
Well, this is the hospital put out. I will explain.
Who at the hospital? Who do I talk to at the hospital about this?
I will give you. I don't want to do that.
I'm going to complain about
it. No, that was my quick. I didn't even know they were going to do this, but if you let me, it's all over Facebook and other places. So, all right.
All right. We'll get the word out here. It's for a very worthy cause, and stay tuned for that. A little bit later on, after the 8 o'clock news, Butch Maxwell is going to be joining us. Try to get his wife here as well. She looks like a lovely, lovely
Butch
human
being. Butch is a great guy.
Oh, yeah, he is. Yeah.
I hope I catch him in transition.
I wanted actually his wife here as well, but she was busy doing important things, so she can't make it. But Butch is going to be here talking about Ken Neal.
There is a QR code that you can scan for those that are younger than us to know what that means. I didn't even know it was here.
Here's how the QR code works on radio. Here's how it works on radio. Honest to God. Oh, my
I didn't even
goodness.
Notice it. People said, look how neat that is. Yeah. I said, oh, geez. Everybody under 50.
Angelo Georges. More with him. Stay tuned.
All right.